Okay, the whole spiritual direction is based on willingness. The willingness to let go of attachments, such as I did with Kitty yesterday, just to make sure I wasn't attached to Kitty. And the willingness to make the sacrifices that are necessary. The willingness to apply that which you learn. So all of spiritual direction then depends on a certain willingness. And probably the most important willingness is the willingness to surrender things to God. So people say, willingness about what? The willingness to surrender things, because the obstacles to love are all attachments to that which is unloving, and the willingness to surrender them and let go of the attachment. So the pathway of devotion, then, is a willingness to constantly surrender anything and everything. It becomes extreme. The willingness to sacrifice all one's positions, titles, money. Let go of all that this world has to offer. Limousines and estates and titles and membership in great societies, etc. And walk away from all of it. So that is a classic stage in spiritual development. What do we call it, where you let go of everything in the world and walk away from it? Renunciation, yeah. So we then come to willingness will eventually take you to renunciation. Renunciation takes the form, classically, in some pathways, as literally renouncing the world, literally walking away from the world, moving out to the middle of nowhere, and living on a cot with a box, a candle, and trucking manure. At 40 bucks a truckload, that's hysterical. And anyway, it can take the form of the willingness to renounce everything. And most people who've been at spiritual work for some time have usually let everything go several times. You walk away from it all, start from zilch, and as time goes on, it begins to accumulate around you again, and so then you go through another big letting go. Sometimes, like right now, because I'm writing, and I'd like certain references that I vaguely remember from somewhere in time, but usually book readers who live in the 400s want references in the back with page numbers and stuff. You know, you can't just tell them the aphorisms of Patanjali or something like that. They want to know published by what page. Anyway, they're missing the whole point of it. But if you get the point of it, don't look at any references. But anyway. So renunciation then can take the form of walking away from everything. I threw up my whole spiritual library. Walked away from it all. Walked away from my medical library. Walked away from all those things. And now when I need a reference, I have to have Sonya look it up on the internet. I mean, I remember what it's about, and it's just a point I want to make in a reference, but now they expect it in the reference. So, having let go of all one's spiritual library, all one's pictures of Jesus and all that stuff, you know, you walk away from all that. It's trappings, you see. That's all trappings. Incense and sandals and pictures of Jesus and Buddhas and all that stuff. Throw them all out. You throw out Buddhas and Jesus and everybody. They're just pictures. They're just depictions. They're not the real thing. You know what I'm saying? So you walk away from it. And you feel clean and pure and wonderful. But then you got to have something to drive around in, so then you get a car. And then you got to... you have to have a garage for the car. Unless you want to go shopping every day, you got to have a refrigerator. So all this stuff begins to accumulate again. And you say, I don't know how I'm going to do it in this world. Because, you forgot you got this thing here. And it's entertaining, but it has certain needs. Like the kitty, you got to give it food in the morning. I feed the kitty, and I feed this here. I have my coffee. Kitty has the food, so we're both happy. If you don't do that, it falls over. You get weak. Sometimes I say to Susie, I said, God, I'm so weak, I can't even walk from here to there. She said, well, if you eat something, that would help. I still find it hard to believe that you have to eat something. I really don't. And days like today, I just live on liquids and food. It's horrible. So, what were we talking about? We were talking about renunciation. Okay, so renunciation then means letting go of worldliness, craving, wanting. So you're trying to transcend the solar plexus. Wanting things is coming out of the solar plexus. I want this, I want that. Walmart's is the cathedral of wantingness. I love Walmart's. You walk down, I was talking about Walmart's because it's our new cathedral. There's a certain divinity there. It's God expressed as everything you could want. God says, you want all these things, here they are. Walmart's is a present from God to the solar plexus of humanity. And not just the solar plexus, but you got to keep this thing going. It means you got to wash it, you got to get soap, you got to get things to put the soap in, you have to have refrigerators, all that stuff. So Walmart's is very helpful to survival. And I always speak well, Sam. All right, so renunciation then takes the form of letting go of what the world chases after: success, money, power. These are very important. See, the things that you do at what you consider beginning levels of spirituality, oh no, they're not beginning. That's the test at the end. The last lecture we're going to give you what the test is like at the end. The test at the end had been learned early in the game. I'd let go any desire for power. Somebody said, you want power? I'd say, what for? To drag. You try being president of the United States with a Pope, man. If you live 24 hours, it's because of the security around you. There's nothing worse than having power. So when that temptation comes at the end, you've refused it years before. You laugh at the Luciferic temptation. All power is yours, claim it. What are you, a joker? Lucifer's best shot. So those things that will come to you later under a different form, and very profoundly powerful as they come, when you get very, very advanced, these things are going to come back to you. So these lessons we learn here are powerfully important. If you can let go of the kitty, you can let go of anything. After I let go of kitty, kitty goes reappeared. And found by friends and people we work with and love. So renunciation is really an inner. See, when you renounce the world, that's put it where your mouth is. Put your duke drop and let's see if you're just saying that or if you really mean it. Can you really walk away from it all? And when I first came to Sedona, most waiters and people around here were people who had done that. This was a Mecca for the spiritually inspired. And the population was 3,000 or 4,000. And most of the waiters and stuff in the restaurants had once been president of so-and-so corporation. And Sedona was full of people who were once wealthy, powerful, and had all kinds of titles and said, hell with it. Now they walked around in sandals and long hair and went home all day. And their family thought they'd gone nuts. And you better see a doctor. So the spiritual madness can take you over and you walk away from everything. And I've done it a couple of times, walked away from it all. Then it comes to you and it's more pristine understanding that renunciation is an internal affair. Renunciation means the willingness to surrender within yourself your cherished positionalities, and more importantly, to surrender the juice you get out of these positionalities. The reason you can't transcend the ego is because you get such wonderful juice out of it. Being mad, being angry, being furious, being right, being just. You watch the Middle East, the glee with which they kill each other. They love it, you know what I mean? Like an idiot, you're going to go over there with a piece peace thing. The first thing I'm going to do is kill you. Because any idiot who goes over this peace is going to ruin the whole game. There isn't a single person there that is interested in peace. Except the peacemongers who get all their publicity and power from selling everybody peace. Yeah, right. Kill them peacers, man. They're ruining our business. The whole racket is based on anything but peace, and you want to come in and blow their whole racket. Like asking Dillinger to give up crime. I mean, what would he do without robbing banks? You know what I'm saying? Robbing banks was Dillinger's whole thing, right? And after these miraculous escapes, what was he doing? Within 48 hours, he was robbing a bank. I'll say to these bank robbers, well, what'd you do with the last money you had? 3 days ago, they got 48,000. 2 days ago, they got 14,000. I mean, have you spent it all or what? Are you broke? No. Robin Banks is what he does. That's who he is. That's his thing, you know? So you can hold up a parade that says, stop robbing banks? Yeah, right. The way we transcend the limitations of the ego and its positionalities is it gets such a tremendous payoff. And this is where willingness really comes in. The willingness to be honest with yourself, that the reason you cling to this is because of the payoff you're getting out of it. It's hard to admit that you like hating people. First of all, they deserve it. And hating them is a secret way of sort of getting even with them. You hit them with the little hate thoughts out there. They ring their way through and stab the person. And you say, oh, I want to think of that. That's like a witch would think that. No. But that's what you're up to, aren't you? Little stabbing thoughts.